our station.
Bye. From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Another Houston area county has enacted a burn ban. The unincorporated area of Galveston County is now prohibited from burning unless it occurs within an enclosure that contains all flames and sparks. Harris County leaders approved a similar measure last week. As of last night, 161 counties in the state are under burn bans. That includes all counties that make up Greater Houston. All of this is due to a lack of rain in the region, but that will change this weekend. Rain chances are increasing on Friday, and then on Saturday, there's a 90% chance of precipitation across the area. Much needed. The Houston City Council is expected to vote later this morning on a $16 million purchase of an East Downtown facility to be used for homeless services. The proposed center would temporarily shelter upwards of 200 people at a time before referring them to services or housing. Councilmember Twyla Carter says the facility is critical to the city's efforts to getting people off the streets.
It is exactly what we need to address the problems that are on the streets now.
A community meeting about the homeless center is scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday at the TBH Center. Republican Governor Greg Abbott held a Get Out the Vote event in Cyprus as early voting is now underway for the November election. Democratic protesters gathered nearby. Bianca Seward was at the rally.
In an effort to encourage early voting, Abbott pushed three ballot initiatives up in November, dealing with bail reform, voting, and Texas water. Also on the ballot are three seats on the Cyprus Fairbanks ISD school board. The three Republican candidates running were at the governor's rally. Abbott didn't endorse them. Instead, he talked about education more broadly.
We wanted to make sure that we were going to reform the curriculum to get our kids focusing on being educated, not indoctrinated by the woke
protesters voiced their concerns about the direction of the school.